Next up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to talk high school rodeo. Once again this year, the Huron High School Rodeo Club is hosting the East Region High School Rodeo. That'll be out at the grounds there on East Highway 14. Coordinating the event again this year is Brad McGurr of Huron. And Brad, first off, let's just kind of do some generals here. This is a state high school rodeo, and right now kids are just working to compete to get to the state finals coming up later this month.
That is correct. Today they kick off with the first round of regional rodeos, and we're in the East region, so they'll compete here this weekend, and then next weekend they'll go to Watertown, and then they accumulate points, and those points go towards qualifying for the state finals out in Belle Fouche later this month.
And I guess talk about that. There's two East Region rodeos here, then Watertown, and they are independent of each other, but yet they pretty much closely work together as well as far as a cowboy or cowgirl wanting to get to where they want to get.
Correct. Yeah, we both use the same stock contractor. So when you come to Huron, you're going to see the same calves that you'll see in Watertown the next weekend, or the same rough stock. So those cowboys and cowgirls, and they'll have the chance to see them here, and then they'll turn around and see them again in Watertown. So during the week in between here, they can iron out any kinks or prepare for what they saw here, and hopefully give themselves a better shot.
Well, let's talk the East Region here first, and it is the East Region is a pretty big region. Roughly, it's Miller on East, so say Highway 45 on East. That is the region, and this is where you're drawing the athletes from.
Yeah, the East Region is by far the biggest. We have the most contestants. The state's broke into four regions. We have the River Region, which, as you can imagine, kind of runs down the middle of the state from about Phillip over to Miller. And then the Northwest and Southwest regions. Every couple years, they slide our line a little farther east as we continue to grow kind of over here. There's fewer people in those other regions, and so they need more kids. So our line keeps kind of sliding east. But as far as competition level and size-wise, we're definitely the largest in the state.
We'll talk about that competition level and talk about the numbers. How many kids are coming over?
We have about 150 high school kids. So if you've completed the ninth grade, and so you're in the summer after your ninth grade year through the summer after your senior year. So if you just graduated and you're a senior, you're still eligible. And it is the varsity. This is the varsity level. We have the National Junior High coming here to Huron in the middle of June, but this is kind of the varsity level of that. These kids all have been rodeoing a long time for the most part. Pretty talented kids, a lot of them amateur rodeo and professional rodeo as well. So our level of competition that you'll see out here Saturday and Sunday is pretty high.
Then another thing to put in that, too, these are student-athletes. We always talk about that during the school year with the sanctioned sports and such. These kids got to show a report card before they step out and compete.
Yep, it follows under the same guidelines as the High School Activities Association. It's a club sport. It's similar to a hockey where it's not governed by the High School Activities Association, but we do follow the same guidelines, so that we can, make sure everybody's going to school and getting good grades and a real student athlete.
Now you go at 1 o'clock this afternoon, 10:30 tomorrow morning, earlier start tomorrow, just so some people can get head back home at a decent hour in the afternoon. But basically, it's two separate rodeos, but the normal rodeo events.
Yep, we have all of the normal events, from the calf roping and team roping and all the rough stock events take place. There is 150 kids, but the rodeo moves pretty fast. We get through it in about 2.5 hours each day. So if you get out there at 1 o'clock, you can plan to see the whole thing and have it over with by 3 o'clock on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're usually buttoned up around 12:30 or so. So yeah, it's a good event. It moves fast, and it's good competition to watch.
Now, just talk about putting this thing on. This is, I believe, either the third or fourth year that you've been kind of in charge of it. Before that, Bill Hupp was kind of the guy behind it, and I'm sure Bill is still going to be around. But bottom line, it takes a lot of people to put this thing on. There's a lot of kids. There's a lot of things to keep track of.
Yeah, we're strictly volunteer-based. We're a nonprofit organization, and so we run off of sponsorship money and the entry fees the kids pay to get into the rodeo. The amount of volunteers, I wouldn't even begin to guess how many it takes to put the whole thing on. And like Bill Hupp, I know his family's still involved, and I would say there's six or seven of his direct family that come back every year and help us put it on, including J.C. Hupp, who's a college national finalist, and her sister Taryn, and their sister Cass, who is my age, that rodeoed a long time when I was doing it. So it takes a strong volunteer base. So,
and the bottom line is, this will bring a lot of people into town. Granted, wheel jams going on. There's a lot of campers out there at the fairgrounds the way it is, but just another event, and that, you know, just another option for people to do this weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure. We always tell the kids it's a contestants meeting. That this morning we'll tell them that when the rodeo's buttoned up, don't just sit here and wonder what to do and hear them this weekend, because there's a ton of things going on, and we usually have a pretty good contingency that go down to Wheel Jam and hang out and see what's going on, and check out the barbecue thing, and it's a fun weekend to be in here, and that's for sure.
Well, let's just kind of wrap it up here now. Again, talking to Brad McGurr as he's helping coordinate the South Dakota High School Rodeo Association East Region Rodeo this weekend at the Heartland Grounds there on East Highway 14. Just give us some of the particulars here, two shows, today and tomorrow.
Yep, today at 1 o'clock and then Sunday at 10:30. Two shows, two separate rodeos. You'll see the same kids go both days. One of the nice things, I think, the Heartland Arena out there by DJ's Travel Center is where we're at. And every year, Warren Barton and that crew put a ton of money back into that facility. All of our seating is shaded, so there's shades over it. The Huron Hockey Association comes in and puts on a great concession stand, and even the seating now for the concession stand is shaded. We just got a grant out there from the Huron Community Foundation add on to that shaded area, so it's a pretty comfortable show to watch as far as being outside for the day, and the weather sounds like it's going to be beautiful these 2 days.
And one last note, the rodeos are free, and again, they'll be going at 1 o'clock this afternoon, then 10:30 tomorrow morning at the Heartland Arena on East Highway 14. This will be the East Region High School Rodeo, the first of two. Next week, they'll be in Watertown, and it's conducted under the South Dakota High School Rodeo Association. The goal for all the kids in these region rodeos to qualify for the state finals coming up in Belle Fourche here at the end of the month. We'll take a break. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.